Good morning and happy Monday! I'm Monica Wofford and this is your Monday Moment. It's on leading and feeding wolves. Leaders feed wolves, but differently than you might think. This old proverb was first shared with me by the late Wayne Dyer through his books. Certainly told many times in many ways, it goes something like this. An old Cherokee was telling his grandson, "There is a battle between two wolves inside us all. One is evil, one is good." He went on to further describe, and the boy thought about it, and then asked his grandfather, "Well, which one wins?" To which the old man replied, "The one you feed." Having just returned from New Mexico and having spoken these very words with a recent coaching client, I believe there might be more to this story and more that we, as leaders, need to heed in this lesson. Firstly, there are almost always more than two. To say that there are simply two wolves, one which is good and one which is evil, may have worked for a young lad eager to learn from his grandfather. However, in most cases, there are more than just two. There's a whole pack of the evil ones and a few strong good ones roaming around, in most cases, in fact. The key is to determine what your wolves represent at any given time. Is one fearful and one feeling stuck? Now, those could both be considered evil, but they will still appear to duke it out, and feeding either will still keep you frozen in your tracks. Maybe you need to keep walking down that proverbial path with both of those wolves just to find the next one, which could be hope. Is one of your wolves anger, one resentment, and one reserved optimism? Feeding only one here without being aware of the presence of the third could set you up for a sneak attack. Take a closer look. Listen carefully. What wolves lurk in the woods of your internal dialogue? Which one sits back and waits until you think you've got this, and then jumps into your forward path as if to say, "Surprise!" Leaders who are self-aware and able to lead themselves heed the messages of any and all wolves that may be present. Now, let's talk about care and feeding, because both have value. Often in a coaching conversation, words spring forth in the moment that have not been combined in that manner before. This is exactly what happened in my last call with one particular client who will know who he or she is when he or she reads or listens to this Monday Moment. But to say that it served to inspire this post would be a minimal compliment. Being a competitive athlete and former farmer, the client took this analogy of feeding wolves a step further and said, "Well, heck, I need to go hunting." Meaning one wolf needed to die. My response was, whoa, both have value. Don't kill either one. Simply stop stuffing the one that doesn't serve you. Feed it table scraps instead of a daily dose of Thanksgiving dinner. The visual had clarity and is a message all leaders, I think, need to hear. There's value in having a wolf called fear. It keeps the leader from making stupid moves or jumping headlong into a project or decision without giving it the appropriate thought. Fear keeps us from walking into oncoming traffic. It keeps us from saying what we might like to say and keeps us from doing things despite warnings or what others say. Keep that wolf alive. And just don't feed it until it's fat and happy. The wolf of anger is there for a reason. Listen for what it's trying to show you. The annoyed wolf, the frustrated wolf, the giving up wolf, the I'm stuck wolf, and the what do I want to be when I grow up wolf all have value. And leaders who listen could glean a very valuable lesson. But the truth is, what you feed leads. We both know listening can lead to feeding. For example, a baby cries and we listen, followed by an attempt to feed for lack of knowing what else to do to assuage the pain or provide relief. A wolf in your head begs for attention, and you might be tempted to feed it, literally or figuratively, unless, of course, you really pay attention to what it said and what that message meant. Let's not overthink this and simply say that what you feed tends to be that with which you lead. If you feed your angry side and resent all of the team members you lead, then soon you'll be known as the leader with a temper, hard to get along with and difficult. If you feed the confident wolf too much, one might appear cocky or arrogant. Whatever feeling or wolf you feed is the persona and demeanor and behavior with which you will lead both yourself and others. Not unlike the saying, what you focus on follows you around. Feeding wolves is, well, delicate business. Knowing which one to feed, how much, how often, and when is likely what will determine how you lead, how you're perceived as a leader, and how many members of the team you lead actually follow. I'm Monica Wofford, and that's your Monday Moment. Have a great week, an even better Monday, and of course, stay contagious.